6:54. Imagine this. Imagine a state of mind that can actually lead to a success that you've never achieved before. Sten Morgan is with us. He's an elite business advisor. He's a millennial and actually has an amazing success story. He's the author of the new book, Seven Mindsets of Success, What You Really Need to Do to Achieve Rapid Top-Level Success. Sten, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, good to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you, I mean, you were good. I mean, right out of the gate, you're interning at a major life insurance company in college. You get a gig right out of college. I mean, how are you, what gave you that drive right away?
I grew up a single mom, three sisters, kind of tough situation. And I think it was so tough for so long that for quite a while, I felt like success didn't really happen to people like me and was kind of content with where we were. Mm-hmm. And things got hard enough at a point to where it was kind of high school, college age, where I just failure was no longer an option.
Mm-hmm. And so you went right into the financial industry. Did you just know that you were gifted that way? Or?
I think growing up the way I did, just kind of thought money was the answer to everything. The lack of it is what caused all problems. So I think that's what got me down that path was, hey, here's an industry where you can make some money and help people with their money. And mm-hmm. I didn't know quite what that meant long term, but kind of pushed me in that way.
And how right do you feel you were in thinking that way?
Oh, it's the best job for me. I have a team now, own my own company, and I just meet new people every day. And you can change somebody's life in an hour if you help them manage their money better.
Okay. And life without money, what does that mean to you then?
My perspective on that is definitely different now. I don't think it's absolutely necessary to be successful. That doesn't always define success is making a lot of money. That can be a byproduct of it, of course, but mm-hmm. I think at this stage of my life, I've definitely learned with my wife and kids and success isn't always defined by money. So the hope with the book is really help people identify their full potential and pursue it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's making money. Other times it's starting my own business or doing what I love and helping people realize that the path to success might be different, but the mindsets are the same.
Sten Morgan with us on WILS. The book is Seven Mindsets of Success. Can you give me one of those mindsets?
Yeah, one that's pretty challenging to a lot of people is the concept of discomfort. Is if you can learn to actually pursue discomfort or challenges, that's really where you grow, where our human nature really pushes us to the path of least resistance.
Give me your example. What was making you uncomfortable that you pushed into?
One example of that was I enrolled in a 3-day speaking course when I was 24. That was one of my biggest fears was speaking in front of groups. And so as opposed to taking a lesson here or there, reading some books, I just enrolled in a class and for 3 days spoke in front of 50 plus people and got critiqued, got filmed. And it was very uncomfortable. And fortunately, the world didn't come to an end and I survived. And it just allowed me to know I was capable of more after that.
And so now are you just comfortable speaking publicly, you're saying?
Yeah, no, I've definitely kind of pushed past that and speak in front of large groups now and coach a lot of advisors or business owners. But none of that really would have been possible if I would have kind of stayed stuck in that fear and not really pushed through it.
Okay, and now at this point in your career, is there anything that makes you uncomfortable?
A lot. Writing a book and speaking and promoting myself is definitely uncomfortable, but as I surround myself with good people and kind of help with that and help get the word out and impact more people, it's getting more comfortable.
Yeah. And what do you do mentally? I mean, because it's one thing to say just do something you're uncomfortable with, but how do you mentally push yourself into those zones?
The concept in the book I call future self. And for me, it was the concept of these lifelong regrets. And all of us look back in life when we're 30 or 40 and say, if I only would have known 10 years ago what I know now, I would have done things differently. And most of us are content with letting that cycle continue. And for me, I finally grabbed hold of the idea that if I could really envision where I want to be in 3 years and work backwards to what I need to do to be there, it's the idea of sitting down with your future self and that person saying, I'm proud of what you're doing now. For me, the idea of sitting down at 80 years old and looking back and saying, oh, I knew all the things I should have done, I just wasn't brave enough to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what you're saying is you've got that future self, but between you and that future is a whole set of very uncomfortable experiences, right?
Yeah, you're plotting what is it going to take every day to get to that point in time. So success might just happen to some people, but most of the time it just doesn't happen by accident. You be very intentional towards what that goal is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to become really successful, do you think you should feel a sense of discomfort on a regular basis in terms of pushing yourself?
Oh, yeah. For me, it's every 30 days I have something that I'm saying is going to challenge me, because it's easy to have time fly by, and if you're having some level of success, just get caught up in the moment. But what will happen is you'll look back and say, man, there was 3-4 months just flew by, and I could have been much farther ahead. So there's something to be said for being content and being at peace at times and not always having to strive for more. But it's these mindsets that can kind of help people stay on track. And the subtitle of the book is Rapid Top-Level Success. And I'm not helping people get rich quick or do something no one's ever done, but it's, hey, you can get successful quickly. Mm-hmm. I became one of the top advisors in the country at the age of 28.
Okay.
But it's going to be probably the hardest thing you've ever done also.
So when you say quickly, you said a 3-year window. Is that what you think? Is that the parameter of real change and success?
I think depending on your industry or your goal, but I think 3 to 5 years, if you're doing the right things, that's reasonable.
That's reasonable. And if nothing's happening within a 5-year window, what does that mean then?
You need to reevaluate your mindsets. And the way the book's structured is, even I wrote the book, but I definitely don't have them all figured out. And standing alone, you can look at each mindset and say, which one is my strength and which one is my weakness? And some of the most successful, I would argue, the most successful people in the world have a really high level of self-awareness, to where they can auto-correct and not really defend themselves all the time and say, you know what, I'm really bad at taking perspective from other people. Yeah. Or when I get into conflict, I'm really bad at handling it. And if the goal is just to self-improve because success is the goal, you'll get there much quicker than if you just fight it along the way.
Yeah. Well, one last thing. Do you have a daily ritual, anything you do in the mornings to get yourself headed in the right direction?
Yep, it's that future self exercise. Sometimes it only takes about a minute, but it's really collecting myself and saying, what am I trying to accomplish? I think we've all had the time where we say, it felt like I was busy today, but did I really accomplish anything? And so if my time every day can be extremely intentional, because one of my big goals is to still have balance. And when I tell people that I'm one of the top 40 under 40 advisors in the country at the age of 30, I built my business from zero to a $1 million business in 3 years. And I say, oh, by the way, I get home at 5:15 every day to my family.
Yeah.
That's shocking, because to a lot of people, it's, well, you have to sacrifice everything. Good for you, but I'm not willing to work 7 days a week. Well, if you're really intentional with your time and can accomplish in 8 hours, and most people take 12, you can still do it.
You can do it. Sten Morgan, find him at stenmorgan.com. His brand new book, 7 Mindsets of Success, What You Really Need to Do to Achieve Rapid Top-Level Success. Sten Morgan, right here on WILS. Thank you, Sten.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, and we are back tomorrow to send us off for the weekend. Join us 6 p.m. right here on 1320 WILS. Good night.